place dear to me, where I'm longing to be with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beats with joy when I knelt at that old country church. Where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Oh, precious,
precious years
of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long,
how I long,
what's more to be,
what's more to be,
with my friends at that old country church.
To the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. It's good a privilege it is to come to you by the means of radio, and we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. That's right. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning, right here on C103. Again, we'd like to send you, see you come out, pay us a visit. We want to give you directions to our church. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. Amen. We also want to give out our website. If you want to know more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, go to our website. That's www.5milehc.org. Again, our website is www.5milehc.org. You can go to there and click on the sermon link and hear the radio broadcast 7 days a week. That's right. We try to update it monthly. Amen. And God's really blessed us. And if you'd like to hear some other preaching, we've got a guest page. You can click on that and hear the preachers that come throughout the year and preach here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. Amen. So we want to continue to give out our homecoming event coming up. I really want to give it out good today, because in 2 weeks or so is our homecoming. That's right, September the 16th. That's on a Sunday at 11 o'clock. And this is our 6th annual homecoming, 6 years, here at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. And we want you to come out and pay us a visit. That's right. We're having singing, special singing and preaching and dinner immediately afterwards. Just a great day of fellowship. Come out. Amen. Get to know us. And have a celebration with us of our homecoming, September the 16th at 11 o'clock. Brother Nathan Morris from Eleanor, West Virginia, will be preaching that service. Amen. We want to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors. the ones that makes this broadcast possible, because without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday. And we want to send it out to Harold and Louise Brummett from Buford, Ohio. We appreciate you, Brother Harold, Sister Louise. We've been praying for you, Brother Harold and Sister Louise. We heard that you've been feeling bad, and we've been having special requests for you, and we pray this broadcast is a blessing to you. We also want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes right there in West Union, Ohio. Faithful contributor, faithful listener every Sunday morning. We appreciate her. We want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen from Blanchester, Ohio. Faithful listeners, faithful contributors. We appreciate them and all that they do right here at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church broadcast. Again, if you like what you're hearing and you enjoy the broadcast and your life has been touched by the broadcast, we'd like to hear from you. Take the time, drop us a line, let us know how we're sounding out there in Radio Land. Send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. Again, send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. We'll get that. Read over. If you've got any prayer requests, put them in there. And we'll pray over it. Amen. And give you a holler out on the radio. Again, we appreciate each and every one of you. And I want to say a great big thank you to our listening audience, because today makes our 2-year anniversary right here on C103. It's been 2 years this Sunday that we started the radio broadcast right here with C103, our partner. And we appreciate them and all that they have allowed us to do. And we want to continue, if the Lord be our helper. Amen. Continue another year, but we'd like to hear from you so that we know, amen, if we're helping anyone out there in Radio Land. We're going to preach to you today. It takes the Lord to preach. Amen. If God be my helper, I want to preach from John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Amen. We're going to read it verse 15, and the Bible reads like this. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposing him to be a gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren. Say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, then the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side, and there were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them, Again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed unto them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. And whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whomsoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see his hands and the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again the disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he unto Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, behold thy hands, reach hither thy hand, and thrust it in my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. In verse 31, the Bible said, "But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name." If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach to you out there in Radio Land on an open tomb and a closed argument. Amen. Simply on an open tomb and a closed argument. Amen. Glory be to God. Notice here, Thomas, amen, as if it is even in our day today, amen, Thomas said, "Lord, I will not believe." He said to to his disciple friends, "I will not believe until I can thrust my finger in his hands, thrust my hand into his side. I will not believe that Jesus arose, amen, and is alive." Amen. But the disciple said, "Thomas, we have seen him. We know he is alive." Thomas said, "Nevertheless, I've got to see him for myself." See, we live in a day and hour today where men and women have to see before they believe. Amen. But I'm here to tell you today, God can prove himself to you. God can show himself to you. Just like he did for Thomas, he can do for you. Well, somebody said, we've got skeptics of today. We've got atheists of today. Amen. We've got agnostics of today. Amen. Glory be to God. They just can't understand there is a God. There is a higher power. They can't believe that God sent His only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I know we're living in a day and age today when men and women don't want to believe, amen, that there's a Creator, the ends of the earth. There is an Almighty God watching over us, shielding us and protecting us. Amen. But I want you to know He left evidence behind. The Bible said here in John 20 and 31, "But these are written." What is written? The letters that left behind. They are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Amen. When Jesus walked on this earth, amen, glory be to God, He made the claim that He is the Son of God. Amen. But they did not believe that He was the Christ. They said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" Amen. "Whom we know." Amen. But Jesus said, "I am the bread of life that cometh down from heaven." And Jesus said, "I am that living water that you can thirst and never thirst again." Amen. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Amen. But men had trouble. Women had trouble in believing that He was the Christ. Jesus done mighty wonders and miracles in front of them and showed the hand of God before them. But they could not believe. Jesus even said to that generation, "You have eyes and you cannot see. You have ears and you cannot hear. Why don't you understand?" Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We live in a society today that still has that unbelief. Amen. They don't believe, amen, that things happen for a reason and a purpose. They don't believe, amen, that God is in control. Amen. But I'm here to tell you today, the Bible said there are recordings. These letters are left behind. Amen. They were written that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, glory be to God. Listen, my friend. He made the claims, amen, that He was the Son of God. He healed the sick and He raised the dead. Amen. Even they recorded in His time, they said, "No man can do these miracles unless God be with him. Amen. They identified that he had power, but they could not believe that he was the Son of God. But I want you to know today, amen, even though, amen, you may not have been raised in a church home, you may not have had a praying mommy and daddy, amen, you may have not felt the good breeze of the Holy Ghost, amen, and has manifested his power in your life. But I'm here to tell you out there in radio land, there is a God in heaven, and he sent his only begotten Son and died on a cruel cross that we can have life and have it more abundantly. He paid the ransom for our sins. Amen. Glory be to God. The Bible said you're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Jesus shed his blood and he purchased us on Calvary. Amen. Glory be to God. I want you to know today I'm preaching to you on an empty tomb and a closed argument. Amen. Let's put it to rest today. Amen. We know that Jesus is alive. Amen. Somebody said, how do you know, preacher? Have you been to the tomb? Was you there when he come out? Did you talk to him face to face? I'm here to tell you today, that tomb was not open so that Jesus could come out. That tomb was open so that we could go in. Amen. Praise be to God. He's not there anymore. That old stone's been rolled away. Amen. Glory be to God. He's on the right hand of the Father. I'm making intercessions for me and you. He is the mediator between God and man. He is the intercessor. Oh, glory be to God. I'm glad today. Amen. Praise God that I can go to him. He'll go to the Father. He'll plead my case. Say, Lord, I've died for that sinner, Lord. Lord, forgive them of their sins. And the Bible said he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. See, my friend, amen, the test was on. They said, you say you're the Son of God. They say even in that day you say you're the Son of God. Amen. Death is sure and death is certain. Amen. So Jesus said, well, amen, glory be to God. Let me show you the hand of God. Let me show you that God is with me. And the Bible said Lazarus died, which was a friend of Jesus. And the Bible said when Mary came and said, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would have not died. Lazarus has died. And the Bible said Jesus wept. Amen. He cried because he loved his best friend. But oh, the Bible said he gathered the people. He said, Mary, go get your sister. Amen. Meet me at the tomb where he buried him. Amen. They went to the tomb and Jesus looked up into heaven and he said unto the Lord, Father, Father, I know that thou hearest me. You hear me always, Father. But Father, I say this because of the people standing by, Lord, that they may know that thou didst send me. Amen. That was the time the test was on. Amen. He was going to show that generation he wasn't just a mortal man. Amen. But he was the Son of God. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. He said, Lazarus, come forth. He raised the dead. Amen. They stood in wonder and amazement. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus said, loose him and let him go. I want you to know out there in radio land, he's got power to resurrect your life. Amen. You're dead to sin today. Satan's got you bound. But God sent his only Son. Amen. To loose you and set you free. He come into the world. Amen. To loose and set the captive free, to bind the broken heart. Oh, there's an open tomb. I said there's an open tomb. Amen. It's evidence today that my Lord is alive and that he is alive forevermore.
He said in His Word, because I live, you can live also. Well, I appreciate God today. I'm glad of that hope of a better tomorrow. I'm glad I can go from this life into the next life and say goodbye world and hello in heaven. Are you ready to do that today? Can you say today, if you should die before you wake, is it goodbye world and hello heaven? Amen. Or is it goodbye world into the torment and the burnings of hell? Oh, I'm a preaching to you today. There is an open tomb and a closed argument. You ain't got to debate it anymore. You ain't got to wrestle in your mind. The evidence is surmounting. Oh yes, He left evidence behind, and He's still leaving evidence that He is alive. He's still doing wonders and miracles in our lives. He's still healing and delivering and setting free. Somebody said, I haven't seen it, preacher. I'm here to tell you, you're alive, ain't you? Amen. You're walking about, ain't you? It ain't by your doing, it's by His. Amen. The Word of God said, in Him we live and have our being. Praise God. I want to preach to you today on an open tomb and a closed argument. This nation and our countries across this blessed world, amen, has debated and argued the fact, is there a risen Savior? Amen. Is there a Messiah? Amen. A Savior of the world. Amen. Some worship Buddha. Amen. Some worship Muhammad. Amen. Some worship, amen, cattle and animals, the Hindus. Amen. There's all kinds, sorts of religions and doctrines. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, a Buddha is dead. I'm here to tell you, amen, glory be to God, that Islam is dead. I'm here to tell you today, amen, that those cows and those horses and those statues are dead. Amen. But my God, He is alive. How do you know? His Spirit bears witness with my spirit and lets me know that I am a child of God. Well, glory be to God. Let me give you some more today. The claim was made that He was the Son of God. I'm going to tell you, He is the Son of God. He proved that He was the Son of God on Calvary. Amen. When they nailed Him to the cross. Amen. Recorded history has already been recorded. Documentation has already been made. Amen. Of the shroud and the, amen, and Golgotha's hill and Joseph's tomb. Oh, yes, the recordings are true. Amen. There was a Savior of the world, and He is alive. Amen. But let's go back a moment and read the recordings, the written letters that was left for our learning. Amen. The Bible said when darkness fell upon the earth and they hung Him on a cruel cross, and darkness was on the earth for 6 hours, and the earth trembled and it shook, and the Bible said, and the centurion that stood by said these words, truly this was the Son of God. I'm here to tell you, He is the Son of God, and you'll recognize it, amen, like the centurion did when your world's turned upside down and it's black as midnight. And then you'll realize there is a God, there is a Son of God. I had hope, but I turned it away. I could have had peace, but I rejected it. Oh, listen to me today, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man. It's compared to the days of Noah. Amen. They eat and they drank and they played and they partied and they built it and they planted. But that day come, and it rained upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Oh, they had hope of getting rescued, but they turned that away. They laughed and they mocked and they said there is no rain. But brother, the rain come. I want you to know out there, amen, you're going to play around. You're going to contemplate too long. Amen. You're going to put it off too much. And then the Lord's going to come and you're not going to be ready. How much more evidence do I have to preach? How many more times does God have to show Himself to you? He left the recordings behind, the letters and the writings, that the tomb is empty and that He is alive. Well, glory be to God. What does it mean, preacher, to have an empty tomb? In the last few minutes, I want to exhort on an empty tomb and what it means to me and what it means to you. Well, glory be to God. Amen. You know what an empty tomb means? It means death was certain. Oh, yes. But death couldn't keep Him. And the grave couldn't hold Him. You know what an empty tomb means? It proves that Jesus is the Christ. Because He conquered death, hell, and the grave, and He come out. An empty tomb says, amen, that the spirit and the body, they will reunite. An empty tomb says the grave is not victor, nor is it final. Empty tomb says that the prince of the world is about to be judged. An empty tomb says I must face God. Oh, what does an empty tomb mean to you? Solomon said, only a fool says in his heart, there is no God. I'm here to tell you, there is an Almighty God. The empty tomb showed us. It tells us, amen, He's alive. Amen, glory be to God. He's proved Himself, just like He showed Himself to Thomas. And He came back and showed Himself to the disciples. Amen, He shows Himself in our lives. Maybe not in a physical form. Maybe not in a bodily form. But He comes by. And He rescues your soul. He provides for you and gives you health. He has shown Himself to you over and over again. You know it's out of man's touch. You know you didn't do anything. It took a higher power. And that's why I'm preaching today on an open tomb and a closed argument. Amen. Don't let it debate anymore. Amen. Understand that you're going to have to fall down and cry out to a risen Savior. You're going to have to acknowledge that He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. The Bible said that every eye is going to behold Him and every tongue is going to confess that He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Well, glory be to God. I want to be ready. I said I want to be ready. That great and noble day is about to come, and the only thing's going to matter, do you have your sins under the blood? I want you to know today, there's an open tomb. Evidence left behind. Recordings of evidence that there's a higher power. That there's a moving of the Lord's hand. That the angels of the Lord encamp around about them that love Him and fear Him. Oh, I want you to know today out there in Radio Land that God has proved Himself. And will continue to prove Himself in your life. But He's still standing today while mercy doors open. Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He's still calling for you today. Oh, this is Pastor Bobby Salmon with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Our prayer is that God give you an opportunity to pray. Amen. If you feel that tug today, you don't have to wait. Amen. To come to a church. You can fall down and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And mean it from the bottom of your heart. God will richly save you. This is Pastor Bobby Salmon. Until we meet again next week, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.